something. What do you think about when you look at Missouri, you have a chance to see it all? The no-huddle, hurry-up offense that they have run entire games, how does that affect what you guys do defensively, want to do defensively?
Basically, I mean, it's going to be a challenge because obviously you got to make sure you're on the screws with the calls and everybody's getting it in because, I mean, right when they get their call, they're ready to go. So, I mean, basically, we just got to make sure we have all our calls in on time and everybody's in their right spot. I mean, you really don't have that, I guess you say, luxury of time, this small, probably a minute or so before they come, after they break their huddle, for you to get set and everything. You got to get the call and get down and get ready to play.
Do you feel like it limits some of the things, some of the checks and keys and substitutions that you guys like to do on defense in different packages?
Maybe a little bit, but I mean, basically, it's just everything's moving up. You just have to move it up a little faster. You have to make sure if you want our other groups, our dime, our nickel group to come in, make sure they're ready and eager to get in.
How did you come off that knee injury, after a couple of days after?
Do
you still feel the pain on that?
No, I'm fine. It was luckily, it was nothing too serious. So, I mean, just precaution, iced it, and got ready to play. So, get ready for practice this Tuesday.
Did it feel bad after? I mean, the way you're on the ground in pain, it looked pretty bad at first.
It felt bad. It did feel bad. But, I mean, after warming up a little bit more on the sideline, I knew I could come back in.
It looked
awful. I mean, I almost didn't want to watch it, but I just wanted to see what I did wrong so I don't make sure I do it again.
What impresses you most about that quarterback?
He's very versatile. I mean, he can throw the ball, and he obviously can, as you can see, can run with it. I mean, they have their readout plays when he can either hand it off or he can take it himself and go for yardage. So, I mean, he's definitely a tough quarterback to go against.
He's coming off a 102-snap game. Is that a good thing for a game like this where attrition may be an issue with all the running around?
I mean, it's never good to have to go 102 plays, but, I mean, we had to do it, and we did it, and we persevered through it. So, I mean, we'll take it, and it's something to learn from. I mean, we shouldn't have been on the field. We should have gotten out on our third and outs. We had opportunities to get off the field, and we just didn't capitalize on those. So we need to make sure we get that done this week.
Is this your first trip to Missouri?
Yes, it is my first trip.
So what are you hearing from some of the upperclassmen about what makes it so hard to play there?
They got some good fans. They got fans like us, a little more rowdier, I would say, in the, I guess, trash-talking phase. But, I mean, they're definitely a crowd that try and get after us.
How unique is this Missouri offense compared to what you regularly face?
It's pretty unique. I mean, they're probably the only team that I see stays in shotgun the most of the time. And, I mean, they're splits. And one of the things that I do notice is that their splits are real wide. So, I mean, and I played against it last year when we had them at home, so I have an idea of what to expect.
Does that make you, as a defensive lineman, eager to get into that game because if you can find the holes in those splits, there's room for you to get back into the backfield?
Yeah, and it makes you eager. I mean, you always want to get back in the backfield, and obviously it gives you, I mean, with their wide splits, it's that much more easier, I guess, to say the holes are, the space to get through them are easier to get through because their splits are, they line up. But, I mean, then again, you got to look for back block and stuff like that because you can get blindsided real easily.
When you've gone against your own
team
here, like the 2-minute drill in practice, is that tempo kind of similar to what you've seen Missouri run all the time
here
in a game?
Yeah, definitely. I can say that. I mean, definitely they seem like they're on the ball and like they're in 2-minute all game.
How do you practice against that? I mean, what gives you the best look for that in practice?
I mean, we always try and practice fast and make sure we're getting the calls in and hustling to the ball and make sure we're ready and set. So, I mean, basically playing, doing that same exact thing and then kind of just going into, like I said, to that 2-minute offensive type where there's play calls are getting called and then they're snapping the ball just like that.
Would you like to go against Keller in his 2-minute offense and practice to get you a look for Missouri?
I mean, we do. We get a chance to do it every Thursday. And so, I don't know. It helps. Yes or no, I don't know. We'll just have to see.
You guys have rotated a lot these first couple games. How much does their offense limit you from doing that? And how do you prepare for that you know, you may have to play several consecutive plays in a row.
I mean, our depth is great. I mean, with Shaq and Beast behind me, and then Dixon behind Steinkuhler, and even he's kind of stepped up into a starting role, and Steinkuhler behind him. I mean, the depth is great, so we can all stay fresh, because, I mean, you're going to get tired out there at some point in time, and especially if we're not capitalizing and not getting off the field on our third downs. So, I mean, the depth is great to have.
How does this Missouri offensive line?
Does the what?
Missouri offense keep you from using that depth?
I don't think it really does. I mean, because they still have to call their plays in. I mean, so you have time to switch out and rotate if you need to. It's just, I mean, you have to do that much more quicker.
How big is Missouri offensive line?
Their offensive line is definitely big, and those guys are, watching film yesterday, they're very big and athletic, so I mean, it's going to be a challenge. I'd definitely say them and USC are probably the two best lines we're going to see so far.
How much does USC help you?
I mean, every game helps us. But going against USC obviously helped us and brought out things that we knew we needed to fix. So, I mean, we're on the process of fixing that, and this will be another challenge on that path to getting it done.
Did USC cut block you a lot? Something you didn't necessarily want to see. Is that something you basically expected teams to do anymore to you?
I don't know. USC, they cut block me on certain plays, on their certain outside zone plays. They didn't always cut me. I got double teams, but I mean, it just depends on what they're running to win, if they're going to cut me or not, and if it's in their benefit to cut me. But I mean, you always have to be ready to be cut at any point in time, so you got to be ready for it. Play off of it. I mean, you got the main thing for beating the cut block is using your hands and make sure you're bending at the waist and not at the knees. So, I mean, bending at the knees, not at the waist. I mean.